Welcome to the Nintendo Show, episode 61. I'm your co-host, Devin Moon. And with me, as always, the man that has a plan, Trevor Payne. I shouldn't have even started with that, but Trevor Payne's here with me, as always.
That was a good one.
There it is.
That was a good one.
Thank you. Thanks. I come up with a lot. That's what.
Thanks, Dev. I'm stoked to be here, bro.
Good. Yeah, me too.
I don't know how you came up with that one. That one was like clean. Yeah. It was beautiful. I've never been introduced with such just fervor, man. Like yeah. I'm amped, ready to go.
Dude, super fresh, super clean. That's how I go. So fresh and so clean, clean. I used to do like cute little so cutesy things for you. I used to, you know, cutesy things for you at the beginning, like the blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. It's too hard. It's too much work. And then I started this and I thought to myself, yeah, this is too much work. Why am I doing this? Don't do it. I should have committed, but I didn't. That's on me. Hey, everyone. This week we're talking.
Hey, it's all right.
This week we're going to talk Switch OLED. Yep. It came. The Switch Pro. It happened. We were right. 3 weeks. Thank you. We'll get our checks from you all because we were so correct. And we also got the Skyward Sword. It's coming out like this week, Trev. So we got to talk about HD version of Skyward Sword, improvements that they talked about, and what we would like to see from that game before it comes out. We got Monster Hunter Stories 2 to talk about, and Mario Golf Super Rush, which is kind of a shoulder shrug from the world, and we'll talk about that one. Also, remember, listener, if you want to be part of this show, visit our website at nintendoshow.com, where you can send in your questions, comments, concerns to be implemented into this very show. Trev, it's time to enter the mysterious world we call Mr. Miyamoto's Magical News.
Woohoo!
Number one, the long rumored Switch Pro has a name. And it's the Switch OLED. The new Switch model will have a 7-inch OLED display, a wide adjustable stand, enhanced audio, a built-in LAN-supported dock, and a 64 GB of storage. This also has, you know, it's running for $350 right now, US. Trev, this is not the Pro, my man. This is not the Pro, but what do you feel? What are you thinking about this OLED? How do you feel about it?
So, I mean, like, story time. I woke up that morning. All right. It's early in the morning. I stretch. Go into the restroom, you know, plop down on that their porcelain throne. Start, you know, flipping through some tweets. You know, as one does.
Oh,
you know, to kickstart the day. That's how every great day is started. Yeah, no. So, I pulled it up, and I got a notification through YouTube that, hey, Nintendo posted something. I'm like, ah, dope. Let's go check it out. And I saw the image of the Switch with bigger screen. I'm like, here it is. Here it is. Here's the Switch Pro, the Super Switch, whatever they want to call it. Yep. I am so excited. So I started watching it. Before I even watched it, I hurried and copied it and sent you a link because I'm like, dude, check it out.
Dude, yes.
And so many emotions ran through my body, my being, as I was there on that throne. There's a couple of those feelings that I probably just won't explain. We'll kind of keep that to itself. Yeah. But dude, as I was watching it, like seeing the OLED screen, obviously we can't see it. I guess I was watching it on an OLED. Anyways, whatever. It's going to look really cool. It's a bigger screen. The adjustable stand looks great. And extra super duper audio. And like I was amped. And I was like, okay, where is it? Where is it? Where are they going to talk about some like 4K upscaling or a higher resolution screen or better performance, more RAM, whatever it was. And it never came. And I kind of was a little confused because we've all been fed these rumors. Now, this isn't Nintendo's fault. Let's be honest.
No.
They did not They haven't said anything about these rumored switches. Maybe they should have like put the kibosh on it a long time ago, a little bit more by just announcing this thing. But you know, I think I was initially disappointed because that I always want the next big, awesome, great new thing. Get excited for it. But truth be told, like why would Nintendo put out this other console when they're still selling the current Switch like crazy? You know, being able to update a few extra features and different things like the screen and whatnot, that's awesome. Like, I think for someone that's brand new looking into getting a console for the first time, a Switch, like, go for this one. This is awesome. I don't think anybody that has the current Switch needs to go out and get an OLED Switch, but well, okay, wait. First of all, the name is terrible, Devin.
Okay. What do you think? Trev, dude, same thing. The emotion super high when I saw this and you gave it the post to me. I was going to crap my pants, and I wasn't on the porcelain throne. And I'll tell you what, Trav, it was exciting. It was all kinds of exciting, but this is a dumb name. And I honestly don't think that this was Nintendo's plan. And I do think I know people have already come up with this rumor because I'm way late to the party, but like on the day it happened, I thought I bet this was because of the chip shortage. There's like too many cool things with this Switch OLED that makes me think that they weren't just thinking like we need a better screen. They were like thinking we're going to make a pro. We're going to make a better console here. And we just don't have the chips. And you know what we could do is let's wait a year or two, wait for that chip shortage to be over, and then we will sell a console again. And that's exactly what I thought. And it seems likely to me, because why would you sell something called the Switch OLED? Like the whole selling, like the whole thing is like it's a screen? That's what you're selling? You're selling to us a screen that's like barely an inch bigger? It looks better, sure. Like, it will look better. But when we're dealing with 7 inches and 6 inches and a five, I don't know if the light is a 5-inch, I can't remember, screen, it doesn't really matter as much because it's so small. Like, it's tiny. Like, when things are that small, you don't care so much about the clarity. Now, I know, like, people have had hands-on and they do think it's pretty cool, but they just say it's not worth it. And I understand that. But to me, this seems like this was supposed to be the pro, and it just was a chip shortage. And Nintendo is maybe trying to pull a fast one on a lot of people and just be like, yeah, we do this all the time. We iterate like this all the time. So it's okay. It's okay that we just iterate on the screen, you know, and that's all right. I don't know. It seems like a weird iteration, too. It's not like people were complaining about the screen. You know, they were complaining about the bezel, but they weren't like, oh, the screen is so unclear on the Switch. I don't know. That never seemed like a complaint. The kickstand, yeah, that sucked. That needs improvement. But like, it's not like we need to make a whole model for a kickstand. I don't know, man. There's something more to this, dude. There's something more to this. That's what I think. Trev, do you think there's more to this? Am I conspiracy?
I think you're right, dude. Yes. No, I. The more you talk about it, like the more... It does seem like there is a missing piece to this Switch puzzle, the Switch OLED model puzzle that we got going on, where, you know, there, I think the build, like with like better kickstand, I think like all these other things are great. And I think, like these were features that I think should be put in. An OLED screen is pretty standard nowadays in most consumer electronics. And so, you know, like, let's update this stuff. But I think you're right. It does feel like there's like, like if it had this like extra little horsepower, whatever it is that they, you know, the Tegra 2 or whatever they're going to throw in this thing or were potentially, I think that would have been the thing to push it over the edge. Now, Devin, I'm an idiot. And of course, you know, know, I gots to get this. You know it.
Jeff, I'm with you. I'm that stupid too. I'm going to buy the dumb thing, but that's not.
But why? Well, why? I know. Why?
Like, we do not need to. It is just Nintendo getting us by the cojones again because they know. They know that we're going to buy it. But also, dude, in the back of my mind is the idea that I'm like, I'm going to buy this stupid console, and the only upgrade for the next one is going to be a tiny upgrade in visual quality, like a tiny upgrade in graphics. And sure. And it won't be a big like system change. Like, what are they going to improve on anymore? Like, there's not much to improve on.
Yeah, I
like 1080p on a tiny screen.
I don't
screen?
Know. Like,
I just don't know.
The only thing, yeah, the thing is too, is like on a screen that small, I know like you can see the difference, but like it's not a dramatic difference.
Yeah.
Like if it was on a big screen TV, like of course, 720 to 1080 is night and day. But on that small screen, it's not the most insane thing. 720 is fine.
Yeah.
I think with, I don't know, like I really think that we're going to see another iteration in 2022, 2023, whatever it is. Yeah. And I don't know, maybe it might just end up being the Switch 2. Like the next, maybe they're just like, you know what, let's not do this mid-cycle performance boost. Yeah. Maybe we just wait and then actually just launch the successor potentially. Because at that point in a couple of years, we're going to be approaching the 6-7 year mark.
Yeah.
And you know, that's about right for a new console.
I hope that's what they do, because I love the Switch. I think a lot of people love, well, I know a lot of people love the Switch. It's selling amazing. It's going to be the best selling Nintendo console, I think.
Amazing, yeah.
And so I hope they do that, because it just would bum me out that they just are playing with us, you know? Like that would piss me off a lot if I bought the Switch OLED and a year later I get the same console but it's what I wanted. And then everyone's like, "Well, obviously they didn't have the chips, and so they just screwed us all over for an OLED." So it's making me timid, and I want to buy it, but I'm a little timid. I'm a little like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to jump in on this, especially when I really do love the light as far as the way that it, because this is, if you think about this, Jeff, this is just all improvements for handheld. So like if you're a handheld guy, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm going to like it more. I think I'll like the clarity more, but I like the D-pad on the handheld, you know, on the light. I like the smallness factor. It feels right in the hands. I feel like it's a little too big with their normal Switch. I don't know, man. It's a rough one, but I will buy it because I'm dumb. I think I'll probably be dumb enough to be like, I'll trade in my light. I'll trade in my normal Switch and get in the OLED.
There you go. Well, like, here's my thing too, is like, yeah, if you are primarily a console like a docked Switch player, this essentially does nothing for you except for give you an Ethernet port on your dock, you know. So like there's absolutely no reason to go out and get that if you play mainly on the TV. But it almost makes me wonder, it's like, maybe they should have just like refreshed the whole thing then. Be like, hey, this is the Switch OLED and this is the Switch Lite OLED.
Yeah.
You know, maybe just give all the screens an OLED. I think you're right. Like the Switch Lite is my favorite out of the bunch. And to maybe have an OLED screen on that would be pretty dope.
I know, man. Well, and just, let's talk about the other stuff. You got the kickstand, which is like night and day, dude. That thing is a freaking... It looks amazing. Like it's actually a kickstand that looks, if you've guys seen the Surface, the Microsoft Surface tablets, identical essentially to that. It goes the full length of the Switch. You can move it is pretty far down. I think like 14 degrees or really low down. And then you can go as high as you want.
Kickstand is going to be where it's at. So all three of my kids have Switches and all of them do not have a kickstand. They've all broken off and gotten lost in a couch. In the car, I don't know. It's at different places, it's the worst. So I really think these are some great upgrades. I don't know. I'm excited to play around with it because I'm definitely going to get it. I feel obligated to, you know, I'm going to say it's because of the podcast that I have to get this thing. That is my driving force.
I think you're right. That's my driving force as well. And we will do it for you, our fans, you know? It's part of the job. It's part of our duty as Nintendo podcast hosts to do this. dude, the other thing I just want to say, because I've been hearing a lot of podcast people saying like, well, the Switch doesn't have to do this because it's selling well and things like that. I just want to remind everyone that the Wii was selling really well. And then eventually it had the Wii U. And let's remember that the Wii U was an iteration of the Wii in some way. Yes, it was a new console, but they were definitely trying to use that name. And that name carried no clout by the very end. And the reason why it carried no clout is because they just put shovelware on the Wii at the end. And no one cared. No one wanted that anymore. No one wanted to play this crap anymore. No one. It wasn't the motion controls. You were shoveling garbage out. So I understand. You know, these they can do what they want because they're making money, whatever. That's an okay idea. But just because they're making money doesn't mean they can do anything they want. And that goes for PlayStation, that goes for Xbox, that goes for Nintendo. And so just remember, you have a whole fan base of Switch people. And a lot of these people are PC guys who are really down for these cool experiences that are on handheld. And PC experiences, like we're going to get Diablo 2, the remaster of that, on the Switch. And people are excited about that. And,
that's right.
And so I need people to like I need Nintendo to realize that upgrade, I understand that, okay, Nintendo does this, but they need to do things like upgrade the console, I think, in a pro manner, more than an OLED way, because like there's a lot of new fan base here. And I think a lot of them, at least that I know of, are PC guys that have carried over. And like, we need to think about that kind of the dudes that are here. Like, we need to think about like that, the gamers. Cause like, you know, the Wii ended with not a lot of gamers and it kind of sucked for you with the Wii U, didn't it? So I don't want the Switch name to be, you know, hated, you know, cause it's a great console. In my opinion, my favorite console ever made. I think it's an elegant idea. And I think, to be honest, if someone else made this, like if Xbox or PlayStation, you wouldn't get the cool games, but you would definitely get some power behind these bad boys. And I wish Nintendo would just focus on that a little bit more than they do. Anyways, Switch OLED, dude. I'm excited. I'm timid. I'm a little sad it's not the Pro. What are your final thoughts, man?
Final thoughts. I'm excited about an OLED screen. I can tell a difference immediately. So for me, that's the driving force, the main reason I want to get the OLED Switch. But I think you're right. I think that was a good point about, you know, we don't want to just have Nintendo rest on the merits of like, oh, it's selling well still. I think that's a good point to bring up. And I guess I wish they were more like a tech company that wanted to push boundaries a little bit more, like an Xbox or a PlayStation, because I think you're right. Those companies definitely would put more focus, time, and effort into the tech that's going into their device. So, I mean, like, it would be kind of cool to get, like, a portable Xbox and see what their take would end up being. But for now, the Switch is still my favorite console. I praise and love that thing.
Yep. Still my favorite console. I just worry for its future, but we do have a couple years because neither Xbox or PlayStation are really biting the bullet on the next generation yet. So I know they have new next gen consoles, but they ain't biting that bullet yet. So we'll see. Dude, number two, I feel a little downer on that. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm slightly excited for the OLED, okay? I'm excited for the white Joy-Cons, and I will be buying it. I will. number two, Skyward Sword has some improvements. It's actually nice to see this, because we didn't know until like a week or two ago. Skyward Sword HD has finally revealed a trailer that has shown some improvements that will be coming from the past iteration of the game. The updates include telling Fi or Fi to shut her yapper. using the control stick instead of motion controls, which we all knew. Enhanced frame rate, looks like they're aiming for 60. Hopefully that's what they're doing. It just says enhanced, so we'll see. Fast forwarding dialogue, thank you. No longer stopping the game every time you grab an item. This alone will make a 40-hour game 20
thank
hours.
Goodness!
Oh my gosh. I don't know why that's even that it's amazing how much a feature that is. You know, it's amazing. And then skippable cutscenes. And then it says more and more, Trev. .. what do you think about these these changes? Is it enough? Do you feel like this will improve your Skyward Sword a little bit?
You know, yes, absolutely it is. It's going to make a big difference. First of all, just because they're giving controls back to the face buttons as opposed to motion. So that alone, I'm really excited to experience this game as a traditional game. But for me, my biggest pet peeve is the over-tutorialization of everything in that game. Mm-hmm. I've only ever gotten a couple hours into Skyward Sword multiple times, and I get so frustrated, like picking up a rupee and then all of a sudden you got to get the description of, oh, this is worth 5 because it's red or whatever. You know, it's just dumb. So I am so glad they they need to trust their players a little bit more. And yes. I think at this point in time, like, again, it was Wii, so maybe they're like, hey, no one's ever touched a video game before is what they're thinking. They need to trust their fans. Like, hey, yeah, tell me that that's worth 5 the very first time. Then after, let me figure it out. I will notice that my rupees go from 1 to 6 when I get a red one. Like, I can figure that out. I'm not an idiot. So I'm excited about that. That's probably the thing I'm most excited about. Skippable cutscenes. I like cutscenes, so I want to keep those. Fast-forwarding dialogue. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. But I think this is shaping up to be a pretty cool, at least re-release. Don't know if I would necessarily call it like this big overhaul or anything like that, but just like, you know, re-releasing it and giving it kind of some modern touches, modern coats of paint. So I'm pretty excited about it. What about you, Dev?
Yeah, dude, I'm excited about this game. Those improvements are actually surprising. Like you said, Trev, I think this might have even been in Twilight Princess. I can't remember, but it is so frustrating. I knew in this game especially it was really frustrating that I'm just like, you grabbed, it was always seemed like the blue one, dude. It always seems like I was grabbing blue rubies and everyone was like, dude, this is worth 5. And I'm like, I get it. I know it's worth 5. Stop stopping the game. I get it. I know how money works, man. I've counted coins before. I understand this. All your games have coins in it. Mario's running around in coins. Anyways, it's such a joke. I'm so glad to have that, you know, it just gone. And Fire Fee, I don't give a crap. That chick, she just be interrupting every second. You know what I mean? She just chatting. No, get the frick out of my game, girl. Okay? It's just like Navi and Ocarina. It was just like, shut up, bro. What are we doing? You know? I don't need you right now. I just need to do this on my own right now. Okay. I can do this by myself. So I'm glad that they're kind of doing that. They're kind of laying the groundwork there.
Dude, I totally get that. Like that's so annoying, especially like, you know, her little notification would pop up just constantly. Hey, and I just want to let you know, Devin, I fact checked the rupee worth and you were right, my friend. Blue is 5.
Thank you, man.
Red is 200. I'm off my game. Obviously, not a true fan over here. Holy cow. Yeah. I'm over there spitting blasphemy. I'm just blaspheming.
I was going to say something. You know, I was going to be like, I could be the worser man and say something about the coins or the rubies being wrong.
Got to keep me honest, bro.
I just wanted you to feel okay about your place in Zelda. And I just felt like we were talking about how you needed not for you didn't need the notifications to tell you the wrong numbers for the rubies. I was just trying to make you feel
and good. Then I get it wrong. Thanks, buddy. Hey, you know, it was more of just like the overall, like the philosophy of the situation. No, I was, you're totally right. Thanks for calling me out. It makes me laugh. I love it.
Oh man. What are other things you would like to see improved with the game? I feel like there's this game I played 40 hours of, and then I stopped. I don't know why. Like, to be honest, because if you're 40 hours in, wow, you might as well extend it. But I just stopped. I don't know. I don't know, like, what they could do. I mean, because they're not going to change it to the degree that, you know, there's a real open world and stuff like that, you know. But all I can think is, like, dowsing. Like, the only thing I can think now that they can improve on is, like, dowsing in some way. I remember that being annoying. And to be frank, I can't remember it because it's been 10 years. But I think that's something that could be improved, because I just remember thinking, this is lame.
It was just tedious, wasn't it? Like, you just kind of like point around the screen until something rumbled and you got like some kind of visual display being like, hey, there you go, buddy. And it's just, that was kind of lame. I don't think that was a fun gameplay mechanic.
No, it just seems like another hand-holdy thing. So I just feel like even if they did less of that, it's just like all these Zelda games need a little bit more speed. That's what they did with Twilight Princess. They did it with this one. They did it with Wind Waker. You know, it's like the thing they need is crack, and they're going to give it, baby. Lots of crack. Trev,
that's how you get to the sky, baby.
That's how you get to that sky. You want to know an interesting stat? This game, this Zelda game, sold 3.5 million copies. That is not a lot. That is not a lot.
That's hardly anything.
Very good. Yeah, dude. And that was on the Wii, man. And everyone owned this. Like, 100. This was at the end of the Wii's life cycle. So, like, everyone owned a Wii by now. Like, you could go anywhere and find that thing. So, it's really weird. Zelda's not actually a highest seller as you think. Like, a lot of them are kind of hanging in, like, the low, like, lower than 5 million. And the only one that's not is Breath of the Wild, which is 20, which is weird, because you always think Zelda is such a high selling game. Like, everyone's always complaining, like, Metroid doesn't sell where she is. Well, like, this one only sold like 1.5 more than like a Metroid game. Anyways, it's weird. It's just weird to think. And another thing, Age of Calamity. Dude, already
interesting fact. Yeah.
And Age of Calamity, Trev, already outsold Skyward Sword. So my prediction, everyone, all that said, is Skyward Sword HD is going to sell 30 million copies and will be the best Zelda game ever. Thank you. That's Devin Moon.
Sweet prediction, Dev. Thanks, man. I'm on board.
Dude, so I'm excited. I really am. Are you going to buy this game, Trev? Are you going to dive in?
Oh, 100%. Like, I feel like this is one of those things that's been missing in my Zelda knowledge. Two things that are missing. This game, Skyward Sword, and how currency works in the game. I got to figure out how currency works again in Zelda. So I'm definitely picking this up. I'm excited to explore this world, and I hope I get sucked in. I hope whatever changes were made are enough to keep me bought in. Maybe I've grown up a little bit and I can deal with more crap. I don't know what it is, but I'm excited to dive into this and really experience Skyward Sword for the first time, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm excited to go back and like relive a lot of the cool dungeons. And it'll be nice to just have a Zelda game with dungeons again, like legitimate dungeons again, you know, and bosses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I miss that. So I'm excited to go back into that. And hey, it's connected to Breath of the Wild too in some way, because there's floating towns, I guess. So it's a little taste. It's a little taste. So I'm excited, dude. I'm getting this one day one. That's all I got to say. Give me some of that Skyward Sword and Breath of the Wild too. Mm. Both. Give me both. All right, Trev, what you been playing, man? What you up to?
Yeah, there's a little game that you guys might know about that I've been raving and excited about for a long time since they announced it. Monster Hunter Stories 2, The Wings of Ruin. What a name. But this game, Devin, is super, super rad. Think of it as, so it's not your traditional Monster Hunter style game. This is straight up a Pokemon RPG, this game. Like, and it is ticking every box about why I love Pokemon. It's also like bringing in like the vibes of Monster Hunter and like the story and a lot of really cool things that I'm enthralled with this game. So I picked it up, my older boys, my twins, they picked it up as well, and we've been playing it. And they at first did not want to play this game. They were like, no, this looks boring. You have to sit there and take turns. And then I told them, I was like, guys, it's like Pokemon. And they're like, what? And their ears perked up. They're like, did you say Pokemon? And I'm like, guys, Pokemon's turn-based, you losers.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh. And then they got all excited. Anyways, the gameplay is really cool. It's kind of the same rock, paper, scissors, you know, pick your attacks and things like that. And you have your different monsties, or aka Pokemon, with you. Uh-huh. But like, yeah, you still have elements of Monster Hunter in it, where you have different weapon types and you can attack different body parts on the monsters. You can ride your monster and do super attacks, and there's a lot of really cool gameplay elements that I've just been having a lot of fun. And I love it when RPGs do this, but they added a fast forward mechanic on the like animation, so you can like times three everything. And that's something I wish Pokemon would add, because so when you're grinding out some levels, it is so nice to just like fast forward through that stuff, even though it looks amazing. But when you've done it like 400 times, you're like, all right, let's just move on.
That's so nice.
So, I would say like those are like the positives, the things I really like. The things that I'm kind of disappointed in are, to be honest, graphically and performance at times. Mm. Graphically, it just seems like they could have put more into it. Like everything just feels like really low textured, very, oh, 3DS. Like sometimes I'm like, what? Where are they getting this from?
Yeah.
There's moments it looks beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Like the art style, I think the style of it looks great, but like the actual execution, I just don't think is up to snuff. Now, this game did come out on PC, so I don't know if the PC version looks better as well. I want to look into that maybe, but worse. At least, I mean, it runs. It has framey moments, but I think the thing is I'm really loving the gameplay and the story. So that's I'm bought in. This game's going to be my go-to game for the next bit.
Yeah, dude. Well, that sounds like a good time. It is weird that like visually a lot of JRPGs have this problem. It seems like it's just the open worlds are really flat and boring and just bad grass. Just lots and lots of bad grass. It's like you play
bad grass. They have that terrible nasty grass. Nasty
grass. You know what game doesn't have nasty grass?
Yeah,
Dev?
Well,
Mario Golf Super
what
Rush.
Game doesn't have nasty grass, Dev?
Mario Golf Super Rush. That's what I gotta say. You know what?
What a transition. Oh, all right, you. Buddy. Oh, Hall of Fame.
Yeah, thanks, man. That game does sound interesting, by the way. Monster Hunter Stories 2. By the way, everyone, back behind the scenes here, me and Trev, our timing is, I think, at least 20 seconds or 30 seconds off. So I will fix things at editing so it doesn't even seem like anything's wrong. But I guarantee you will hear things that are just like, what is going on with their conversation? Why is he all of a sudden talking? Like, why won't he talk more about Monster Hunter Stories 2? Well, it's because I don't want to interrupt Trevor anymore and be like 1,000 miles off. So we're going into Super Rush, baby. Mario Golf Super Rush. This game, I'll tell you what, it's not good, but it isn't bad either. Okay. It's somewhat. It's a.
Are you sure you don't want to go back to Monster Hunter Stories?
No, the grass is bad, Trev. Bad grass.
Okay, yeah, my bad.
Mario Golf Super Rush is... It is interesting. Like, the mechanically, it's fun. There are just moments in it that I'm like, what are we doing here? What was the idea? Like, I'm going through this kind of, again, a weird kind of thing where it's like Pokemon, like I'm playing like the tournament and it's very Pokemon-esque. You're like the new guy in town and he's going to go out there and be the best. And you're like, okay, we're down for this RPG action, but it's not very good. It's a lot of playing modes that you don't want to play and all this kind of stuff. It's not horrible. Like, it's a fun game. It's just like there's moments like, so there's the speed rush part, which is you just walking or running along the course. I wish there was a little more to it, a little more actiony, a little more like fast paced than it actually is. I mean, it's fast, but I wish it was more fast. Anyways, there's just moments where I'm just like, I am clipping through rocks like in a Mario game. Like, the game wants me to walk across the grass and jump off this mountaintop. And I just can't, it's so ugly looking. It's so silly. It does not look like a Nintendo game. I feel like I am playing at parts, Trev, like a game that was made in like Unity by some kids. Like, it is like, there are moments where I'm like, there are moments in this that I'm like, this is like great. This is great Mario action. And then there's moments where I am jumping on a rock, like in this weird kind of animation, and I can't get down. And it's like, am I playing a Unity game? What am I playing here?
And you download it off of Twit or what is it? Itch.io or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know what is going on. I don't know what their thought process was. There's just moments that I'm just like, no, dude.
Dude, that's too bad.
No, dude. This was not like fully cleaned up. We didn't, this bad boy was not ready. Anyways, the game itself is fun. And I think you could have fun playing multiplayer with it. If you're into those like golfy type games, it's fun. It is not the best. I would say the story is about as good as the tennis one, which isn't good. I know some probably love it. It's not good. I'm sorry. Both aren't good. They're not good story things. They're just those kind of annoying story things where it's like, it's a story, but it's also a tutorial for multiplayer. And you're like, shut up. I'm a loser and a loner, and I want to play alone. Okay? I want to play alone, and I just don't... I don't want these, you know, weird tutorial things. So for me, it's too tutorialized. It feels like you're just playing a big tutorial. And it's not the best. It's okay. I would say it's maybe about as good as Aces. I think that's what that tennis game was.
Okay.
So it's fun enough.
Yeah, the tennis.
Yeah, it's fun enough. I would say it's about as good as that. So it's, for me, it's hanging around a 6.5. It's entertaining. You'll have fun with your friends. You will not like it by yourself. And I know a lot of people that loved the old Mario Golf, or at least the one on the 3DS, loved it because of the RPG elements. There is nothing here. And there are moments where you are literally playing a Unity game and you think to yourself, I am taking this back. I am taking this back, Nintendo. What are you doing?
That's a bummer. So,
anyways, weird. It's a weird review from me. Anyways.
That's interesting. Yeah. Like, because I feel like it could be a lot of fun. And I think you're right. I've heard people are enjoying it like multiplayer because, hey, you get to go and hit balls and talk to your friends and stuff. Which is, you know, like,
that's fun.
That sounds fun. Yeah. But, it seems like it's maybe not living up to expectations. And it seems that way with a lot of these Mario sport games, that they're just not what people really want, but Nintendo can't seem to figure it out. And, I think they need to go back to the, like, Game Boy Advance era of these sports games and, you know, maybe take some notes.
Yeah, dude. Well, and the other thing, man, is what's really bugging me about every Mario sport game or party game or kind of one-off game other than like, well, maybe even Mario Kart now. Yeah, well, I don't know. But it's like they just don't come with enough content. Like, they're coming with like four courses, dude. like 4 to 6 courses? No. Sure. For $60? No, dude. No, you are not getting my money. I mean, you already took it, but you're not getting it again. I just like the tennis ring. Like, it's like everyone was holding out for Mario Party. Like, oh, they'll definitely give you more boards, dude. They got you, right? There's only 4. There's got to be more than this. And it never came. You know, it's just theirs.
Yeah.
There's not enough content in these one-off games. There's enough like in Zelda, there's enough in regular Mario, but there is not enough going on in these like sports or these kind of offshoots that I'm just like, man, no, guys, more courses, make it and be more, have more fun with the courses. Like, you're freaking Mario, dude, do something different. Anyways, there's moments that I'm just like, it's kind of a bummer. So I do hope they actually do. Well, I do know that they are adding more content, hopefully free. It should be free in the future. So I hope they actually live up to that.
It better be free.
But yeah. Oh, good frick for what you get. Yeah, it better be free. If not, that's a joke. So anyways, I don't hate it. Again, it's like it's a 7. Like, it's good. It's just there's moments that you're just like, this is bad. So anyways, hey.
No, makes sense.
There you go. Fan questions. Let's get into it. Me Do Too asks, with E3 behind us, what game is still lingering in your mind palaces from Nintendo? E3 is past us. The great E3 has gone away. What are you taking home? You know, what's just lingering in your soul there, Trev?
It's absolutely Metroid Dread still. I can't stop thinking about this game. Yeah. It's just constantly in the back of my mind. I even pulled out the Wii U and connected it last week, because the Virtual Console, I can play pretty much every Metroid game, the 2D games, up even Prime if I wanted to. But I can play all the games leading up to Dread, which is the 5th game. And so I my goal is I actually want to crank through at least Zero Mission again and Fusion. Yeah. Okay, those were two of my favorite Metroid games. So I want to go back through those again before Dread comes out. And so I've been just really, really excited and stoked about Metroid in a way I've kind of missed.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad that they're bringing that back. And that's what's just been constantly in the back of my mind. I think that's my most anticipated game this year.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, that's mine too. Like, some reason that's the one that I am a Metroid fan to some degree. I like the 2D ones have never really hit me. And I know that sounds like quite a sin, because people love those games, but for me, they've never really landed the punch. I do love Prime. I love that series. And, you know, I do understand like the appeal. I understand how amazing those games are. Like, when I play them, I'm like, yeah, they got their quality for sure. So, but this really is intriguing me, and I really want to get into the whole Metroid scene. Like, this is the game, especially the 2D ones, that I really want to like go for. Like, I really want to enjoy. And so I really hope that like other Switch games that I, you know, I've had where I'm like, I didn't like this series until it hit the Switch. I hope that this is like one of those, like, especially 2D Metroid, where I'm like, yeah, this like changed my mind, and like it made me want to go back and play those older games, you know, because I like Metroid likes, you know. And so I'm excited for that, very much so. And you know, there's a lot of games that I'm excited for. Obviously, I love WarioWare. That would probably be my next one that I'm excited for, and that's coming next month, which is crazy cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one's the one, man. Metroid for sure. Trev, let's get into our final recommendations. This is where we give anything that we think is awesome in the video game world or otherwise. Trev, what is your final recommendation?
All right, I'm going to get a little dirty with my recommendation here. This is a little bit of a selfish one.
Yes.
Usually I like to share something else, but I'm going to get a little selfish here. And so I started a Twitch channel, twitch.tv/takeoffrunning. That's going to be what I'll be streaming under. And I had a first stream a couple days ago. And Devin, you jumped on. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. And I am very excited about this. I'm excited to learn about Twitch and how it all works and all that fun stuff. I think that's what I'm most excited about. Yeah. But I want to really focus on old games, retro games. Right now, though, we're playing Super Mario 3D World, the re-release, whatever, Bowser's Fury thing. Yes. And so that's what we're playing through right now. But then after that, I want to go back into some Super Nintendo, Game Boy Advance, all that good stuff. So I want to just pimp that channel. Please go over, if you like what Devin and I do, go over and follow, again, Take Off Running on Twitch. Join our streams. Yep. Join kind of us playing around and whatnot. Devin's actually going to be joining me coming up on Tuesday, 7 p.m. We're going to be playing some co-op of that same game, Super Mario 3D World. So very excited about it. Devin, thanks for joining me play that amazing game.
Heck yeah, man. Anytime. yeah, dude, check off. Yeah, check out.
yeah,
you
check off running.
Hey, check off. Check off running. Yeah, that actually probably is where I got it. Check out Trev's channel, man. The dude's, he's got some talent. You know, there's a reason why when I thought someone could make a show with me that loves video games, it was Trevor. The dude's got talent. Dude knows his stuff. And he's just entertaining and he's a good dude. So Take Off Running, check it out. And
you're so sweet.
Dude.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, man. No problemo. So there'll be lots of me on weekly recharge. So the whole scene, okay? We'll lay out the course for you. Weekly recharge is YouTube. Trev doesn't want to touch YouTube because it's nasty. It's an ugly world. It's an ugly video editing world. And who wants to touch that? Well, I do. I'm a dummy. So I'm going to be over there, okay?
And I suck at it.
I'm going to be over there chilling on YouTube. I haven't been there for a while because I'm stewing, man. I'm thinking of something because I don't want to be like everyone else. Everyone else does the news. I'm tired of the news. Okay. You can get the news here. I'm not going to give you the news. I'm going to do something else. So I'm going to do something else and it's going to be little tiny short somethings. What they are, I don't know, but it's going to be great. So weekly recharge, that's going to be me on YouTube. So if you haven't subscribed, do, because it's going to be great. Also, you got the Nintendo show. This is us here on the podcast service of your choice. And then you got Take Off Running. Mm. If you want to hit up Twitch, that's where you'll find Trevor. Okay. Trevor's on Twitch. I'm on YouTube. And on podcasts, we converge to make the Nintendo show. It is greatness. Okay. It's greatness. So write it down and we're going to take off running. All right. My recommendation, everyone, is challenge yourself to do something new, do something cool. I'm sure, you know, Trev's challenging himself to do some Twitch. So that's exciting for me. I've been challenging myself to do like exercise stuff and, you know, learning YouTube as well. And I think it's really fulfilling actually to do that kind of stuff. Like do things that you don't think you would usually do. Like on my birthday, I went to water slide park and I thought, you know, I've never been on like the really high slides because I'm a wuss boy. You know, I'm a little wuss boy. So I thought to myself, I'm going to go on the high slides. And so I went on the high slides and guess what? My back was burning, but it was fun. It was a good time. And who cares, right? Who's going to die on a water slide? Someone did recently. Don't hit me up in the comments. Now, listen, it's great. Now, the other thing is like the exercise thing. Like I've been doing it for a year and I was like, hey, I wonder how well I could do like Navy SEAL stuff. So I was like, I'll just try their workout plan. Turns out I could probably enter the Navy SEALs. I don't know how, but apparently I could. So that's pretty cool. So there's like, just like there, I feel like go out.
Super cool.
Go challenge yourself. Have some fun. It's pretty cool. it's pretty cool to do new things. That's all I got to say. And that's my more, that's my message, you know, isn't it about time? Thank you. Now we're done. The show's over. Everyone, thank you for listening to the Nintendo show. Follow us on Facebook. That's where you'll get all the information from all the lab, you know, weekly recharge, takeoff running, all that stuff. It's all, we're all friends on the Facebook, so you'll find each other there. Also, rate us on the podcast service of your choice, and please leave comments in there. Give us a big old whopping, like, chunky boy. Write a big old paragraph about how great we are. We would love that. If you want anything else, nerds, gaming culture, we are here for you. We always are. Everyone, thanks for listening. You guys are the best fans ever. We appreciate you very much. We will see you in a couple weeks. Bye. I'm gonna do that.